Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet. Tonight we have with us a very special guest. We have Axel of the German metal band Gravedigger. Welcome to the show, Axel.
Hello, Jet. I'm fine.
Okay, Axel, before we get going, tell us who's in the band.
Who's in the band? Yeah, okay. We have Stefan Arnold on drums. We have Jens Becker on bass. We have H.B. Katzenberg on keyboards. We got me on guitar. And, of course, we got Chris the Reaper Boltendahl on lead vocals.
There you go. Okay, so now you guys... Now, see, I was expecting Chris, so hopefully you can answer all these questions.
I'll do my best.
Putting you on the spot. Okay, so you guys had quite a few lineup changes. Does that get frustrating, do you think, for a band, or you just have to roll with it?
Yeah, well, it depends on the reasons why things are happening. Of course, I'm not the one who is able to answer this exactly, because I'm the one who joined the band at the last point here. But I think it depends on the people. And when people get older, people change their behavior, yeah? And sometimes people change into different directions, and I think that's one of the reasons that my predecessors didn't get the right connection anymore to the band. And sometimes it's frustrating, but in some cases, and I think that's one part for our band, it got new energy.
It
got the second wind here, and at the moment the band is better working than ever. We are tighter on stage than ever. We got a great new album in our hands, and I think it was the right decision at the right time. Of course, I think, because you're the band. Good.
So tell us, well, Axel, then, since we have you on the phone, tell us how you got into Gravedigger. How did that all come about for you?
Yeah, it's a funny story, because I know Chris for many decades. We worked together in many business stuff in the music industry, but we never played in the same band. And it was in 2009, and Chris gave me a call from his holidays from Greece, and I said, "Axel, I got a problem. Our guitar player left the band, and I got some book shows for the rest of the year. Can you do me a favor and do these shows? Are you able to put 25 songs into 3 weeks?" And I said, "Yeah, okay, I can do that," without knowing what heavy stuff it was. Yeah. But it worked well. We had some great shows, one in Germany. The second show was in Brazil, for example. And then at the end of the year, we had a meeting, and the whole band asked me if I would be a permanent member of the band. I said, "Yeah, I like it, I like the music." And we all met in before, yeah, but we never played in the band before together.
So you're having a good time. It sounds like you're still a happy fellow. Doesn't sound like you're bitter yet.
It's absolutely perfect. That is, it's hot, yeah, you know, and we're working fine, and they are great personalities, my colleagues, and it's a mixture of colleagues and friends, and it can't do better, to be honest.
You can't, and you came in at a perfect freaking time. All the crap happened before you got there.
Absolutely. And now we're old farts, you know, we don't have no egos anymore.
Too tired for that crap. So tell me, Axel, what was it like, you know, growing up in Germany? I mean, in the 80s, you know, when Gravedigger actually started, I mean, it was like a great time for heavy metal there. I mean, with your Scorpions and your Accept and your Destruction. I mean, what was it like as a teenager growing up there? Do tell.
I think it was the best time all over the world. Mm-hmm. America, for example, you got these Bon Jovi stuff and all these hair metal, Rolling, Motley Crue and stuff. And in Germany, we got these typical German metal stuff. In these decades, all over the world, you had some great bands, and it depends on where you grew up. You got a little bit more of this style or a little bit more of that style. But I think it's not only in Germany. It wasn't only in Germany. But it was a great time, exactly. We didn't have the internet, so the people had to go to the show to get in contact with music. Yeah, maybe you have a friend and he gave you one of his records, or maybe you're going to record a cassette and so on. And you can only do it one time. The second copy, you know, it sounds horrible, so there can't be any illegal copy stuff, sharing stuff. And so the music had a well, it was a big thing. It was the main thing for every young person. Yeah, and, that's what I miss today for the young people today. They are not. They don't have the chance. Yeah, to get these feelings we had in these days. But it was great. Yeah.
But they still have all the old music, and it seems like a lot of the kids today really are going back to some of the old music. And even I noticed with, you know, with Gravedigger too, the new stuff that you have coming out now is, you know, kind of has still that old school sound of you guys. Great power metal stuff coming from you guys now, and I think especially, but it's a little rough, you know what I mean? It's not too pretty. Like, a lot of power metal is just a little too pretty.
Yeah.
You know, you guys got a little bit of a rougher edge to it. Not bad for old farts, you know, like you were saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's, you see, the emotion of the young people are the same emotions we had 30 years ago.
Sure.
So if we, we're still playing the music we played 30 years ago. With of course, with a better production and better sound. And I think I became a better player all over the years as well. But I'm pretty sure it worked that good because the people still love a good guitar riff and they love to sing a good song, a good hook, yeah? And it doesn't matter when you're going to hear it or where you're going to hear it. It's always the same. Maybe you get the people with the music or you don't get them. And it's independent from who is doing or how old he's doing. And so that's a good thing for us because we're able to reach the young people as well as our old fans. Yeah? That's a good thing. If you're doing actual music or modern music or chart music, you got a time of 1 or 2 years and then you're out forever. And that's the good thing in metal, you know, it stays for your whole life.
That's true. And, you know, going back on some of the history, something I don't know if you could answer this for me, but I always wondered, a band from Germany, why is there so much Scottish-themed stuff? You must have asked that question, too. What the frick is going on?
You know, Scotland's pretty close to Germany.
Right, that's true.
No.
It's right there, right over the river. Across the ocean.
A very small part. No, it's, I think it's the history of Gravedigger in the area.
Sure.
Because one of the first bass players, he was a history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to put the whole story of Scotland into a part or in a song, in a concept. Sorry, not in a song, in an album, in a concept album, The Jewels of War. And Gravedigger always had a great history regarding concept albums. And,
yes.
So there are not so many themes you can put in a concept, yeah? And of course, everything regarding war and battleship and stuff like that is always a good theme for a concept. And so I think it happened by accident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that, but I think it happened by accident. And in these days, nobody else is working with bagpipes and stuff like that. And so it was pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge success. And so there was the combination Gravedigger, Scotland, you know?
Right. And then and that also kicked off two more albums, right? Because that was like a trilogy starting off with Tunes of War.
Yeah.
So there was a lot going on in that history teacher's head that he had to get out there.
Yeah, that's right. Then we got these middle-age stuff together. We got the Tunes of War, we got the Knights of the Cross, and we got Excalibur.
Right.
And it's all pretty close in the themes, yeah.
Right.
And it was these days, and it worked very well, and it was a huge success. So I think that's one of the parts. That's one of the reasons we thought it would be good to do one more album in these kind of stuff with the Clans Will Rise Again,
mm-hmm.
the last album,
mm-hmm.
and it was a big success as well. And because we had a meeting, and I was of the opinion, guys, because in these days I was in the band for a few months, and I said, I know I'm the young one. I think about it, doing one more with the Scottish stuff and all these guys. Oh, no, not again, because we did everything. Said, nah, we didn't do anything. I'm pretty sure we can do one more and put a little bit here and a little bit there. And then they came with the single Hide and Farewell, and it was a real smash hit here in Europe. I said, yeah, that's the way it should be. I'm pretty sure we won't do any more album with Scotland. there was a little part we can do more.
Let's get right down there to the new album. How many tracks you got on it? Well, first of all, tell us what it is. I know what it is, but let everybody know the title of it. How many tracks you got going on there?
Wait a second. Because I only got the limited edition at the moment in my hands. But uh-huh. I'll look for it. Oh, the album title is Clash of the Gods.
Uh-huh.
And in the regular CD, we've got 11 tracks. And we got a limited edition with 13 tracks.
Ah.
Yes.
So tell us about the inspiration behind this album and the story it tells.
Yeah. It's not a complete concept album. It's something, it's divided in two parts. And the main thing overall is the Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Mythology is the right word?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And, yeah, you know, I'm not a native speaker.
You're doing great.
I'm sure that I use the right words. So we got one part of the Greek mythology with all these kind of, let's say, monsters like Medusa or Hell, mm-hmm. or the Cerberus, who is doing the Gates of Hell and all this stuff. And we got the second half of the album is about Odysseus.
Mm-hmm.
And his long travel and all the stuff is what's happening to him. And so it's something in between. It's not a complete concept album, it's something in between. And our aim was to, let's put the traditional Gravedigger style,
mm-hmm.
in a modern, powerful production.
Yep.
And it's the second album with me on guitar. And so finally I found my place, how to do the compositions for the band,
mm-hmm.
and how to get the best out of the band and so on. I think you can hear it.
You can.
That we had a great songwriting time. Songs are written by Jens Becker, Chris, and me.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend a lot of time in the studio and put the best out of all songs. And I'm of the opinion that you can hear it, that there's a lot of fun, a lot of energy, more energy than in some older albums.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud. I'm very proud.
I was going to ask, because it sounds great. I mean, your riffs are very powerful, I have to say. And you know what? You can kind of tell that you do bring a freshness or something to the band. There's a lot, you got a lot of energy going on there, Axel, and it really does come through in the music. And then with, you know, Chris's vocals and just the whole album put together, when I listened to it, I was really super impressed, because sometimes you wonder, you know, you guys have like 20 some odd albums out there, you're like,
that's right.
What could they possibly freaking do that they haven't done already, and you guys did it. You know, so...
Thanks a lot.
And it works. And now, what about the CD art? Who was the artist, do you know? And what does the art depict?
Yes.
As you're looking it up. Well, okay, I got that somewhere.
I know only his first name. It's Hila.
Mm-hmm.
It's something... I don't know if... I think he's living in Hungary.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sorry, I don't know.
That's okay. What does it... I mean, they have, like, Medusa on the cover.
Yeah.
And what are all those figures behind her? Are those supposed to be everybody that turned to stone looking at her? I was trying to figure it out when I was...
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Reaper on the front cover, as mm-hmm. every time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
the main trademark of Gravedigger, and he got exactly these Medusa snakes on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And, he got these Greek shields in his hands, and we got some Greek soldiers in the back. And I'm pretty sure if you see it in the record store, you will immediately understand that it's a Gravedigger album.
Now, is this gonna? Oh yeah, is this gonna be coming out on vinyl too? Do you know, or is it just gonna be? It is.
Yes.
That's nice.
On everything.
That is nice.
Yeah, we got a very, very special thing. We got a limited vinyl, mm-hmm. three colors.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In white, in red, and in blue.
Mm-hmm.
Very limited one. And we got a regular stuff in black, of course.
Yep. Now, have you received any of this? Have you seen any of the finished product yet?
Yeah, I got it in my hands at the moment.
And it's looking good. I love when you get vinyl. You know, I mean, CDs are nice, but when you get vinyl, you could hold it with two hands, and people our age could read it.
Well, yeah, it's a big one. To be honest, I didn't listen to vinyl for decades, yeah, because my old vinyl record player is broken.
Mm-hmm.
But I've the optical stuff is...
Definitely.
Of course, it's always the better one.
Yeah.
Most of the fans are buying both, one for listening, one for looking, yeah.
Exactly. Well, I love the vinyl too. Like you said, for looking at it, and just the artwork cannot compare to like CD artwork.
Yeah, it is.
Now, okay. So, and what's early reaction been to it to people that have heard some of the sneak peeks off of there?
Well, at the moment we've got a lot of reviews in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
All the journalists got their pre-release and stuff in the last week. And at the moment, they're really good. Better than I expected, and I hope this will go on, you know. You always got one in between us telling, yeah, okay, it's always the same, it's still great.
But it's not, so they can't really...
Yeah, and I'm so happy that it is, you know. The first day we're going to sound modern, it's the dead of grief. And, it's a... I'm not sure if you would ask AC/DC the same stuff. Well, it's always AC/DC, those the same songs. Yes!
That's true!
They're world stars, you know? They're the biggest band around.
That's true!
They didn't change anything. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now you guys are going to be kicking off a tour, I'm assuming, soon, right? To back the album?
We're doing the European tour. We've got a great tour in Europe, with three more bands. And it's called the German Metal Attack.
Wow.
We got four bands. We got Gravedigger, Majesty, Wizard, and Gun Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And all these four bands are typical German metal bands.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to do a European tour in January. And as far as I can see, we will do some Russian shows. We'll do South America, but I think this will be in 2014. I'm not sure about that. And hopefully we do some North America stuff as well. But at the moment there are no shows, but I'm sure there will be some.
But it still sounds like you're going to be pretty busy and staying out of trouble, maybe.
Yeah. Busy, that's right. But at the moment, you know, 1 week before the release in Europe, there's a lot of work, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing some festivals this year.
Wow.
This weekend we do a festival in Greece, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And we do some stuff in UK in 4 weeks. And there's a lot to do. And there will be a great secret for 2013, but I can't tell you.
Oh, you tease!
It's a very, very big festival in Europe. Maybe some people know what I'm talking about.
Hopefully
will be a big part of the show, but I'm sorry, I can't tell you more.
Okay, I already think I know enough.
Yeah, you don't tell. Don't tell the people.
Okay, Axel, well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you guys got a ton of these interviews. You got to get out there today. Thank you so much for stopping in and telling us a little bit about the band and the new CD you guys got coming out.
Welcome, Jet, no problem.
And just hang on the line for 2 seconds. I'll get a couple of quick IDs from you, okay?
Yeah, okay.